Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 17, 2020. I'm George Henry. It'll be a St. Patrick's Day to remember for years to come, with yesterday's announcement from Governor Kate Brown that she will sign an executive order today to limit gatherings and ban restaurants and bars from operating under normal circumstances. Many restaurants have decided to either serve takeout only or to close entirely. In Florence, several restaurants have opted to just close. Establishments like the Beachcomber and 1285 Restabar have opted to shut down for the period of 4 weeks mandated by the governor. 1285 Restabar owner Kurt Hargens said their menu just doesn't lend to a takeout environment, and he just didn't see how he could make ends meet, and hopefully the situation would resolve itself quicker than the time regulated by the state. Other restaurants are going to try to keep their doors open for the sake of providing services to people that either don't cook or don't have the ability to do so. Governor Brown is looking into calling a special session to look into how the state can help businesses during these unprecedented times. City Lights Cinemas have notified their patrons that they would be unable to stay open during the time period outlined by Governor Brown. In a release to the public, Michael Falter said their aim was to protect the health of their staff, patrons, and members. They will close effectively beginning today, but did not give a timeline as to reopening, but that they would open as soon as possible. The City of Florence has issued new rules of operation during this health crisis. The city has announced that it is canceling meetings, temporarily closing facilities, and modifying some face-to-face services to help reduce the potential spread of COVID-19 in Florence and Lane County. FURA, City Council, and all committee meetings have been suspended until further notice, and the Public Works Operation Facility is closed to the public. The city has also closed the Florence Senior Center through April 13th. If you have dealings with the municipal court and are concerned about spreading or contracting the virus, you should call prior to your court date. The Oregon Health Authority has announced 8 new cases of COVID-19 in the state yesterday. There are now 47 cases in the state, and the negative test results have also increased to 689. There are currently 352 persons under monitoring and 381 individuals that have been cleared. Information is fluid on businesses and organizations that have been affected by the new rules. So you saw a chapter of the American Rhododendron Society canceled this evening's meeting. The Pregnancy and Parenting Center is also closed. A complete list is available on the Coast Radio website and our Facebook page. Reedsport police are reporting they've broken up a street fighting ring that has been operating at Lions Park. Police confiscated videos and have found flyers on social media that are recruiting members as young as 5 years old. One juvenile was arrested over the weekend, and the rest of the crowd dispersed without incident. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020.